Evan Farbach with Bartlesville head soccer coach Josh Wolf is on the line with us, and Bartlesville High Athletics making that announcement. He's going to take over the soccer program earlier this week. And coach, before we talk about your thoughts and feelings on that, I thought I'd give you a chance to kind of introduce yourself. Obviously, you have a background of the program previously, been out of coaching for a little bit, but have coached in this district for a while. So just run down your background for us.
Yes, sir. So originally I'm Texas, got married and moved up to Bartlesville in 2013. It's always been a dream to, I wanted to run a program in the town that I was living in Texas. I had to drive 45 minutes every day, and that was pretty rough. And so just started coaching everything. I played high school soccer, basketball, and so I started coaching a little bit of everything. I coached football, basketball, soccer my first few years. And then I moved up to Caney, Kansas to be the head basketball coach there. And then I started having kids and moved back down to Bartlesville home. Saved me an hour every day, and just kind of got back in the classroom, and I kind of shortened up the sports I was coaching to I primarily stuck with basketball. And then the opportunity came available to move into a counseling role, and I was really excited. And it's been a great 4 years of counseling. And our school has just had a need. We had an extra counselor this year and wanted to find them a spot. She's amazing, and we had a need for a math teacher, and that's previously what I've done. And we needed a soccer coach, and so I was real excited and ready to jump on board and hit the ground running. So,
awesome! Can you tell me your background in soccer specifically?
Sure. So soccer, I played club soccer growing up, and in high school, I'm from Galveston, Texas. In high school, we had I was a goalie, and I ended up playing high school soccer. It was a kind of a funny story, honestly. I was doing club and playing high school basketball, and then soccer hit. Our two goalies went to a concert and got pink eye and couldn't play again for the rest of the season. It was a bad one, and so they were like, we know Josh Wolf, we'll get him out, come out. And so I came out and didn't give up the spot from there. And then when I moved up to Bartlesville, Coach Lipscomb was the head coach then, and he did a great job and got me recruited on, and I started coaching then, and I coached the JV, and actually coached Coach White, who is now the girls soccer coach. So I feel like I'm getting kind of old a little bit sometimes, but it's pretty cool to see a lot of kids coming out and doing what I love doing, which is helping kids and teach and educate. So I did soccer, I think it was 3 years before I just kind of slowed it down a little bit, but that's kind of my background there. So
awesome. And then your initial impressions of where the program is, it's been pretty good. Playoffs more often than not, last 7 or 8 years, obviously had that run to the state semifinals 2 years ago. And seems like Coach Mucheci did a good job and hopefully left you some good stuff to work with.
Yeah, Coach did a great job. I was actually that state semifinal game I was at and cheering on the sidelines and getting mad sometimes and cheering when I needed to. But he did a great job and left. There's the big shoes to fill. So I'm pretty excited about that aspect of it. We've got five seniors coming back. I know our club program in town does a great job as well, and there's some kids out there that are mostly do club that I've talked to and in the counseling area, and they're like, hey, look, we'll come out so hopefully I can get some more kids to come out. But we had one of the largest programs. We have 44 high school kids in the program, so a lot of youth coming up, and I'm hoping those five seniors will help set the stage and be the leaders that I need them to be.
You probably were talking with Josh Wolf, a Bartlesville head boys soccer coach, was officially hired on a few days ago. You kind of hit on this maybe a little bit in that last answer, but things you'd like to accomplish first, you know, 3 to 6 weeks, next month or two, as school starts up, I assume it's kind of building relationships with those guys and solidifying who you're going to have come out in the spring.
So that's something that is nice, that being a counselor, I get to see a bunch of the kids at school, and I talk to them, build the relationships with the kids that, on that front. Where I'd like to kind of build a little bit more, I'm looking for, you know, an assistant coach too, to kind of help, and I'm hoping to work with Oakwu. I know they have a huge program and they've had a lot of success, so find some guys there that might want to come out and help in the spring. In their off season, so kind of start building the relationships with the adults a little bit more, and find some kids that want to come out and just be a part of a winning program and go from there.
As far as off season workouts, I mean, what does that look like for soccer? Do you guys do anything together as a team in the fall or winter, or what does that look like?
Yeah, so we have a strength and conditioning program during the day that the kids will can sign up for and take classes. There's talk and there's a possibility of maybe having an extra class now that we have a teacher on board that can be there for seventh hour. That's not fully set in stone yet. So a lot of these kids, they play year-round club. So what I really want to do is get with the kids, figure out what club they play for, and go out and watch and spectate. Talk to parents and talk to just the community members that have been around it for the last few years that have helped build it, and try not to and just keep it going from there.
A boys soccer coach, Josh Wolf, with us. And that last question, Coach, you hit on this a little bit during one of your first answers, but how excited are you to get to lead a program at Bartlesville? Obviously, you've done that at another sport, at another school here in town, but kind of been progressing around the coaching world, so I'm sure this is a nice little step up and kind of end goal for you in that part of your career.
Yeah, it's a dream come true. I've been lots of nights praying, it's just unreal, honestly, at this point. And I, when you get to my age, you think sometimes you just, it's not going to happen, and that's okay if it doesn't. And I just keep my head up, stay positive, and that's what I did. Just tried not to, and just tried to help the school wherever it needed, anytime it needed. And so now, you know, when this opportunity came available, hey, this is the dream. This is what I've been wanting to do. Hop into it, and now hopefully can teach others to be that excited and follow the same steps. So